Radio Prague News.
The new vehicle registration system crashed again on Wednesday morning. The company behind the system has won a fresh government contract worth 56 million crowns, and former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman is gaining ground in the race for the Czech presidency. The new vehicle registration system crashed yet again on Wednesday morning. The nationwide collapse made it impossible to connect to police and international vehicle databases, prolonging a crisis that has caused major problems for drivers since the system was launched on July 9th. The new problem comes just a day after the police presidium announced that it had solved the problem by reinforcing its infrastructure and servers. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has given the Transport Minister Petr Dobeš until Friday to resolve the problem or else resign. Latest reports suggest the system could take years to fix fully, while the company behind the work, ATS Telecom, must still be paid a promised 37 million crowns for the faulty system. Meanwhile, ATS Telecom has won a tender for the Czech Ministry of Defense to provide the government with anti-cyber attack technology. The contract is reportedly worth 56 million crowns. It was the lowest of three bids in the public tender process. Both hardware and software will be provided for the country's CIRC, or Computer Incident Response Center, with installation set to begin next year. Former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman is gaining ground in the race for the Czech presidency. A new survey conducted by the agency Factum Invenio puts the longtime Social Democrat leader ahead of economist Jan Švejnár and just behind former interim Prime Minister Jan Fischer. According to the poll, Zeman and Fischer would go to the second round of voting, with Fischer winning by a 4% margin if direct elections were held today. The three frontrunners would be followed at a considerable distance by Social Democrat Jiří Dienstbier, businessman Tomio Okamura, and top 09 chairman and foreign minister Karel Schwarzenberg. The successor to President Václav Klaus will be chosen for the first time by direct election on January 6th and February 5th, 2013. The government has approved a proposal introducing new rules for appointments to state companies. The aim of the legislation put forward by Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek is to increase the transparency of appointments to state and city businesses, where politicians often sit on supervisory boards and boards of directors. According to Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík, the addition to the state's anti-corruption strategy will mean that party affiliation will no longer be the main criterion for such appointments. Instead, the bill requires nominees to have greater expertise and sets rules for publishing their assessments. The opposition Social Democrats also support the bill, which they expect to clearly cover remuneration for such appointees as well. Now turning briefly to the weather, warm and cloudy conditions are expected to continue for the rest of the week across most of the country, with scattered showers and storms and highs of 27 to 30 degrees Celsius. My name is Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.
You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. I'm Daniela Lazarová. Coming up in today's program, the Transport Minister is under pressure to resign over the country's malfunctioning vehicle registration system, and flag bearer Petr Kokal, a symbol of survival at the London Olympics. In Marketplace, we'll be looking at the Czech property market, and we'll end the show with a Czech lesson as usual, so do stay tuned. Continuing problems with the country's new vehicle registration system, which crashed for the umpteenth time on Wednesday, could see Transport Minister Pavel Dobeš resign by the end of the week. The Prime Minister warned Mr. Dobeš that unless the faulty system was running without complications by Friday, he expected the minister to go. Jan Fellinger has the story.
The country's new vehicle registration system presumably should have made it easier for users to register or deregister their cars. In reality, it has been a nightmare. Glitches have plagued the electronic system from day one, July 9th, when the system was launched. Although beleaguered Transport Minister Pavel Dobeš, the youngest cabinet member, promised that the system would soon be fixed, that hasn't happened. Long delays at registration centers and applications not being processed has been seen day after day due to errors. On Tuesday, the Prime Minister's patience ran out. Mr. Nečas said in a statement that the Transport Minister had until the end of the week to see the situation corrected or resign. Equally irked is Mr. Dobish's party leader, Deputy Prime Minister and head of LIDEM, Carolina Peake, who echoed the Prime Minister's words, making clear the buck stopped with the minister. She met with Mr. Dobish for an hour.
The Transport Minister is the one responsible, and even though to a degree he inherited the situation, the one who answers for the system is the Transport Minister, in this case, Pavel Dobeš.
If it were up to the opposition, Dobeš would be gone already. The head of the Social Democratic Party, Bohuslav Sobotka, called problems related to the vehicle registration system truly frustrating, saying there was little left for the minister to do but apologize and step down. So far, the minister is hanging on. On Tuesday, he said that key corrections to the faulty system would be resolved in time. If not, he will do as the prime minister demands.
I discussed this with both the Prime Minister and my party leader. As far as the registration of individual vehicles goes, if that is not up and running by Friday, I will resign.
The latest reports, though, suggest the system could take years to fix fully, while the company behind the work, ATS Telecom, must still be paid a promised 37 million crowns. Whether Mr. Dobeš will be able to oversee significant improvement in the system is an open question. If he does depart due to the vehicle registration debacle, though, he probably won't be alone. Already one key figure has been fired. Others involved at various levels at the ministry could follow.
Jan Wellinger with that report. Now, the opening ceremony of the Summer Olympic Games in London is fast approaching, and among the Czech team of athletes who travelled to London for the event is badminton player Petr Koukal, selected for the honour of bearing the Czech flag just a year after winning his battle against testicular cancer. The Czech Badminton Federation described the choice as a big step for Czech badminton and a huge leap for Petr Koukal. Shortly before departing for London with the team of Czech athletes, Koukal shared his feelings with journalists.
This is a huge honor for me. It's different from winning a badminton tournament because here I'm representing my country at the Olympics. 2 years ago, I would not have believed this possible, although the London Olympics were an enormous motivation for me to return to badminton. And now I am leading the Czech team of athletes into sports battle, so to speak. I hope I will lead them to success.
For Petr Koukal, the most important battle has already been won. In 2010, he saw his world fall apart as his doctor informed him he had testicular cancer. Coming just 3 days after he had reached the semi-finals of the Bitburger Open in Germany, his best showing at an international sporting event, the news dashed his professional hopes and radically shifted his priorities. Less than 24 hours after hearing the news, he had emergency surgery to save his life and then underwent a daunting 9 weeks of chemotherapy. As soon as he could, he resumed training, and a year after being diagnosed with cancer, he was ready to return to the world of professional sport. In February of 2011, he battled his way to a fifth national title at home and, to the surprise of many, qualified for the London Olympics. He says his dream is to reach the quarterfinals of the Olympic tournament. But the yellow bracelet on his wrist, the wristbands introduced by the Lance Armstrong Foundation as a symbol of the global fight against cancer, will help him keep a possible defeat in the right perspective. He himself has become a symbol of survival and says he is grateful for the publicity that the choice of flag bearer generated.
All this has generated a huge amount of media publicity, which will not just benefit Czech badminton, but more importantly, it has highlighted my own story and it will hopefully help others in the fight against cancer. Cancer is still stigmatized and feared, and I hope that talking about it openly will help people address their health problems in time.
Že ty příběhy se říkají nahlas, že lidi to budou řešit. Petr Kokal himself says his future is an open book. If his health does not allow him to pursue a sporting career, he has other options, coaching or becoming a cancer survivor spokesman. His participation in the London Olympics is a dream come true, no matter how he performs, and he says that he will most likely get a permanent reminder of the event in the form of a tattoo, similarly as he had the Olympic symbol tattooed on his arm after the Beijing 2008 Summer Olympics. A reminder that you're with Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, where it's now time for Marketplace with Jan Richter. And since Jan is in London for the Olympics, we're offering you one of his past editions of Marketplace, first aired in April of this year. After years of growth, the real estate market in the Czech capital has seen a slow but steady decline, with decreasing prices and many more new listings having turned Prague property into a buyer's market. One factor behind the change is waning interest from foreigners to invest into real estate in the Czech capital. However, some parts of Prague have become more attractive for Czechs and foreigners alike, while others remain popular primarily with foreign clients. Jan Richter reports.
According to last year's population census, 10% of Prague's population is made up of foreigners. The majority of them are short-term laborers from Ukraine and Slovakia who are unlikely to buy real estate, but members of other expat communities, Russian, Vietnamese, or from other EU countries and the US, were until recently important players on the Prague real estate market. Charles Recknagel is an American citizen who has lived in Prague since 1995 and recently bought an apartment in the district of Davice in Prague 6.
My concern was to find a place that I could live in and sell fairly easily. And since I was looking at the high end, that meant finding a place in a location that was going to be attractive to other people like me 10 years from now, a place that would hold its value.
Charles Recknagel first looked to buy a flat in Prague even before the property crisis crash of 2008. Apartments across the country now cost 17% less on average than 5 years ago, although in Prague the drop was much less dramatic.
Before that time, the prices, as everybody knows, were climbing and climbing and climbing, and they'd really become somewhat unaffordable when combined with the falling dollar. So I began again about 2 years ago when the prices collapsed worldwide, and yet at the same time the dollar began to gain a little bit of strength against the crown. So I probably looked intensively for about a year, and most intensively maybe for 6 months. But because of having been interested in this several times over the past decade, I knew what area I wanted to look in, and I knew how to go about doing it.
The wait paid off for Charles Recknagel and other buyers who are now taking advantage of the low prices. But after a slight increase last year, the sales of both new and second-hand apartments are stagnating. In the first quarter of this year, for example, 15% fewer flats were sold compared to the same period last year. At the same time, the supply rises, making Prague real estate a buyer's market. Petr Čech runs the website Reality Mix, which collects property listings from agencies across the country and is one of the most popular property search engines.
V loňském roce v této době se u nás na portále nabízelo nějakých.
This time last year, our website offered around 151,000 properties. Today we have 170,000 properties on offer, and it's not because we would have more agencies advertising on our site, but because there are some 20,000 more flats on sale and for rent. There are also many apartments that are sold without being offered at our website. There are, for instance, many repossessed apartments that are sold in auctions.
Také ukazuje na to, že to portfolio těch prodávaných nemovitostí se výrazně zvyšuje.
Compared to 2005, the average price of second-hand flats in Prague has grown by 25%. But last year, the prices fell by 4.6%, and experts believe the decline will continue. Petr Čech again.
od ledna 2010 ve vztahu k předchozím událostem let 2010.
Since January 2010, the prices have been steadily going down. In 2010, we saw a more significant drop than last year, but our statistics register the decrease even now. Given all the circumstances, I don't expect the trend to reverse and prices to go up anytime soon.
Ceny nemovitostí by měly růst.
One of the factors behind this development is the flight of foreign investors. In the rich years leading up to the crash of 2008, foreign investment groups would buy dozens of new apartments at a time and acquire attractive second-hand flats in prime locations. But this boom is gone and not likely to come back. Martin Fojtík runs the agency Home Sweet Home, which specializes in foreign clients.
Investiční skupiny z Irska, z Anglie kupovaly velké množství nemovitostí.
Investment groups from Ireland or the UK would buy a lot of property, mainly in new projects. That's something we don't see anymore. Today, it's mostly individuals who buy places in Prague 1, 2 and 3, Russian clients in Prague 5 and Prague 13 and so on. But it's not what it used to be when a firm came and said, we want 15 apartments and we want you to rent them out for us, which used to happen quite often.
Chceme 15 bytů a pojďme do toho a zároveň nám to pronajmete, což bylo kdysi standard.
Monika Dubová works for Sim Property, a real estate and property management agency active in the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Poland and Bulgaria.
The interest of the foreign buyers is much lower than 4.5 years ago. And even the owners that at this moment own the properties are more and more willing to sell and focus on different markets.
So do you see different markets in Central and Eastern Europe being more dynamic perhaps or going up, growing compared to Prague?
I can compare with different markets because we are in Bulgaria, Slovakia, Poland and so on. So the prices went down even in that countries and people expected the opposite, that the prices will still go up. And that's why, because the prices went down and the rents went down, so the investments are not as good as they expected. I would say they are willing to sell.
With most foreign investors gone, the foreign-focused agencies now work mostly for Czechs. Martin Fojtík from Home Sweet Home again.
Recently, over the last 2 or 3 years, we've seen a declining trend. Buyers have increasingly higher demands, but that doesn't mean real estate gets sold to foreigners. In 2008 and 2009, some 70% of our business was with foreigners. Now 70% of our clients are Czech. At the same time, the structure of our foreign clientele has changed. They are still mostly Russian and Italian who are based in Prague as well as the English and Irish.
Blažena Polehárová is the owner and manager of Happy House Rentals, another Prague-based real estate agency focusing on foreigners whose clients are now mostly Czechs.
Definitely they are less interested than a few years ago, but they are still buying. But what I can say that now most of our clients for purchasing are Czechs. I think boom after revolution, this 5-10 years after revolution is gone. And I think most of foreigners who are staying in Prague, they already bought properties.
During the years of massive foreign investment into Prague real estate, the market became friendlier for foreign buyers. For one, ownership records are now online. Banks are more willing to provide mortgages, whose volume is up, and agents specializing in foreign clientele work with reliable contractors who renovate older second-hand apartments. Charles Recknagel, a happy owner of a flat in Prague 6, says the process of buying real estate was relatively easy.
Everybody involved, the real estate agent, the seller, again, was very open. And then the whole process of confirming who the owner of the building was, which used to be a huge bugaboo for anybody, particularly foreigners buying property in the Czech Republic. There was always this fear 15 years ago, 10 years ago, that you might end up buying a building that wasn't actually owned by the seller. So I was very pleasantly surprised to learn that all of this is online now, the records of who owns buildings. So that kind of openness and transparency made buying property quite easy.
Prague 6, located north of the historic Prague Castle, easily accessible by metro and with the city's largest park, Stromovka, remains one of the most popular areas to buy property, with Czechs and foreigners alike. Petr Čech from Reality Mix explains.
Podle našich statistik je z hlediska těch prodejních cen.
Our statistics suggest that Prague 6 is the safest area to invest in. In all other areas, prices go down and will go down in the future. However, Prague has seen the lowest price decrease compared to the rest of the Czech Republic. Other cities and towns have registered much sharper drops.
The historic center, Prague 1 and Prague 2, along with Vinohrady, a pleasant residential area to the east of the center, are also in high demand, and experts don't expect any sharp price drops there either.
In Prague, people are still interested in Prague 1, some parts of Prague 2 and Prague 3, as well as Prague 6. These are the areas most frequently explored at our foreign language websites, most often in Russian, followed by English and German. But we also know that, for example, parts of Prague 5 around the Andiel shopping district are popular with French clients, which has to do with the fact that a French lyceum is located there.
The upcoming parts of Prague, from a real estate point of view, include Holešovice in Prague 7. This area has many large spacious apartments as well as new construction activity. Another attractive area is Vršovice in Prague 10, which has the air of Vinohrady, but worse transport connections, which makes it more affordable.
That edition of Marketplace with Jan Richter. And in the time left to us, we're offering you another part in Pavla Horáková's popular language series, The ABC of Czech.
Welcome to Czech by Numbers, Radio Prague's own Czech learning program. Today we'll be looking at the number 11.
Jedenáct.
The figure of 11 is called
jedenáctka.
Apart from signifying anything from a number 11 tram to room number 11 in a hotel, the word is often used to describe a football team with its 11 players. There is even a book by the 20th century Czech sports writer and novelist Eduard Bass called
Klubzubova jedenáctka,
or Klubzuba's 11, which is a fiction about a father who had 11 sons and trained them to be a champion football team. Last week we spoke about two different types of beer, one called
desítka,
a 10-degree beer, and the other
dvanáctka,
a 12-degree beer, which differ in alcohol content. Well, some breweries have started producing something in between, an 11-degree beer called
jedenáctka.
A similar word is
jedenácterák,
and it means an 11-pointer, a stag with 11-pointed antlers. In the 1950s, the term
jedenáctiletka,
translated as 11-year school, was used to describe a type of school which combined elementary and secondary school in one and lasted for 11 years. Since 2001, the number 11 has often been used in connection with the September the 11th attacks on the United States. The collocation
jedenácté září,
or the 11th of September, has become a fixed expression in Czech, just like in other languages. There's an English idiom which uses the number 11, at the 11th hour. The Czech equivalent uses a different number, though. Czechs say
za pět minut dvanáct,
or
za minutu dvanáct.
That is, at 5 to 12 or 1 minute to 12. And that's all for today. Next time we'll be back with number 12 in Czech. Till then, goodbye. Naschledanou.
That was Pavla Horáková's ABC of Czech, and I'm afraid it's brought us to the end of today's program. You'll find us at radio.cz. Should you like to write to us, then the address to write to is english@radio.cz. We'll be glad to hear from you. As always, this is Daniela Lazarová saying thanks for joining us today, and take care.